This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Here's today's seemingly random but still relevant and, as a bonus, kind of amusing at the same time economic policy data point. We've been reporting the past week or so on the subsidy program the Trump administration has rolled out, the Market Facilitation Program, MFP it's called, that's meant to help farmers get back some of what they're losing because of his trade war. We went out to Iowa. We filed a big Freedom of Information Act request as well, within which is this line item. You know how the attention and the money has mostly been on soybeans, like in the billions of dollars? Yeah, well, get this. Hazelnut farmers got some support as well. $435 in total. $435. There was, though, I like that stat. I just got to tell you. There was, though, a whole lot of other data in that FOIA request, data that was analyzed and visualized by our colleagues at the APM Research Lab, where Andy Egbert works. Andy, it's good to have you on.
Thank you, Kai.
So we had the $435 for the hazelnut farmers, but obviously a much bigger program. Would you give me sort of the top line data on this thing?
Yeah, well, we examined the data set from September of 2018 through November 1 of this year. And this market facilitation program data, it had well over a million payments. And we know at least $10.5 billion has gone out to farmers.
Farmers where? Give me like the top three states.
The top three states include Illinois, which saw $1.8 billion and followed closely by Iowa and then Minnesota. But really, every state benefited, you know, from macadamia nut farmers in Hawaii to cotton growers in Georgia. Right. The data, we see it, you know, patterned all across the U.S. But really what lights up when you map this data are the kind of agricultural heartland right down the middle of the country.
Right. They took the biggest economic whack, but it's really difficult to separate the politics out of this, too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. These are very politically important states as well. For example, Minnesota, in the top three states receiving subsidies, it's not lost on us that Minnesota, Trump lost here by less than 3 percentage points.
Yeah.
And, you know, even more broadly speaking, farmers are just a really key political constituency for Trump's reelection hopes and just the Republican Party more broadly.
Can we talk distribution here for a minute? And there's a conversation to be had about average payout versus median payout. Discuss that for me, would you?
Yeah, well, first thing to note is that the data is actually line-by-line payouts. And so if farmers qualified for more than one type of commodity, say they're raising hogs and growing corn, they could get more than one payout, rightfully.
Right.
And so two or three payouts are common in the data. But it's really interesting when we crunch these numbers, the smallest payout was 33 cents, so less than probably the postage it sent to mail that out. And in fact, there were thousands of payments that were like less than $20. But on the whole, you know, the average payment was about $10,000. But the median, which is the middle of the pack, that was closer to $2,000. So if you think back to your stats class, what that means when the average is so much higher than the middle is that there were a handful of really big payments and then a much greater number of small payments at the bottom.
Right. Thankfully, I never took a stats class. So, you know, thank you for the reminder. Also, it's important to point out here that our reporting shows that these farmers, the ones we talked to anyway, did not recoup their losses from the trade war. That is to say, they had more expenses than payments they got, which is an important thing to note.
Absolutely.
Last item, who got the most money out of this thing?
There's a big keynote or a key footnote, I should say, about this data, which is that there aren't limits to the number of family members or owner operators who could receive these payments. And so even though we might conjure up kind of this notion of the family farmer with dirt under his or her fingernails receiving these payments, in some cases it's people who are living far from the farm but are, quote, actively engaged in farming. And so they're receiving payments for their losses. The largest sum of money went to a place called DeLine Farms, headquartered in Missouri, and they have three legal names under DeLine that are all at the same address, all told $5.5 million over 15 payments went to that operation. And we also saw more than 60 other farming entities that received payments exceeding $1 million.
Andy Egbert is a senior research associate up at APM Research Lab at the parent company, American Public Media, up in St. Paul. Great stuff on data visualization. Can't recommend it highly enough. You can find it in our Tarifflands piece at marketplace.org. Andy, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Kai.